And will it let me say, let me say.
Come on.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
That guy knows.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
There we go. One more time.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
There we go. It's a
W. It's getting better.
It is.
I think Pete loves it.
Listen, we're definitely better. Everybody's picking it up slowly but surely.
If you're coming to Chickies and Pete's on Monday for the BG show, you're singing Creed at 5:30.
Every time. This is the WIP afternoon show.
Love yelling it.
With Ike Spike and Fritz. Brandon Graham show is coming up at 6 with myself, Brandon Graham, of course, Howard Eskin, and then at 7 o'clock, the Players' Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and Landon Dickerson.
LD.
Little
Landon Dickerson.
Little Freudian slip earlier from the old king.
What did he say?
On the midday show.
Oh, yeah, we'll deal with that tomorrow.
Yeah, we got some important work.
Let's just say we're in his head.
Yep.
We're in
his head.
Yeah. Nice little slip up from
there. Yep. We're always listening.
Yep. Don't you worry.
And when I say we're always listening, I mean Jack's always listening.
Yep. I get tipped off to things.
Yep. The Twitter, everyone works for the afternoon show, whether they know it or not.
Exactly right.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping now at marks-jewelers.com. All right. Here is the question. Are OK Andrew's calls good, bad, or OK? Ike, what do you think the vote is at? Good, bad, or OK?
I would imagine OK.
OK is not first.
Oh, OK.
Yeah. We have bad.
Bad
leading at 51%.
Wow.
But then OK at 37%.
OK.
And good at 12%.
Yeah, there's no way anyone voted good.
So we're almost at 50-50. That's what I'm saying. That's the way I look at it.
What are you, Tornado?
Yeah, look, 50-50 shot that it's going to be good. Eric in Washington Township, you're on WIP. What's up, Eric?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Eric.
Pick it up a little bit, Eric. Yeah. Pick it up, Pete.
I'm still hot with you, Jack.
What did I do now?
What didn't you do?
Exactly. My point exactly. You like Jack tripping and cuddle. You just always in something. hey, fellas, the Sixers tried to be cute, man. You know where I'm going with this. They had a plan. And the plan backfired because once Paul George got hurt in the preseason, whatever the plan was for Joel, that goes out the window because now you're behind the eight ball again. Now Maxie's hurt, and this comes from somebody that spends $5,400 a month for season tickets. And then they limit us on what tickets we can sell. Name a game I should want to go to. Name a game.
Any game that a Western Conference team comes in?
Yeah, I would wait, you know.
But not only that, it's just like y'all keep spitting in our face telling us it's raining. It's not cool what they're doing.
I agree with
you. And that's why Nick Nurse is, because this is more analytical than an eye test. Nick Nurse not cool with this. He can't be cool with this.
But he did it with Kawhi. I think he's being a huge baby.
I think he's being a baby, too. And by the way, he signed up for this, Eric. Like, you don't sign up to be the Sixers head coach and not know that Joel Embiid might miss games, you know?
But I'm talking about to the point to where they got one idea and the medicals, they're not on the same page. They can't be. One report says he's not playing, then the other report saying he's doubtful. Everybody should be aligned with that. The Sixers' PR is bad, man. They're doing a disservice to us.
Eric, though, and Ike said this, and he's right. This is not on the PR. It's on Joel.
Yeah.
It's on Joel because this is why I would say this, is throughout Joel's tenure here, there have been different PR people, different communications people, different general managers, different coaches, and it's always been the same thing.
Yep.
It's always been, we'll find out an hour before when he plays, if he plays or not. You know, and so I agree with you, just real quick, Eric, I agree with you that the messaging has been bad, but it's difficult for me to put it on anyone but him at this point, because no matter who you change around him, it's always the same. So it must come from him.
Yep.
Two last things.
Yep.
The guy Reese who called earlier, he was tripping. He must have been. He was over Jersey.
I thought he's making a lot of sense.
and Frick, I went and looked at the quarterback list. There's not six people playing quarterback in the league right now that I would take over Jalen.
Wow.
It's not six.
Okay.
Mahomes, so, Allen, Lamar, and everything else is the
Herbert.
Keep going.
He's having one good year. He's been terrible for 2 years.
Dude, if you watch Justin Herbert and you tell me that he can't do that here, imagine with A.J. Brown, Devontae here Smith, Dallas Goddard, and Saquon Barkley, and you are on drugs.
It doesn't work like that.
It does work like that. He got one coach and knows what he's doing for the first time in his career. And he's 7-3. What are you talking about?
It don't work like that.
It does work like that.
It don't, bro. You can't. That's apples and oranges. What worked here wouldn't work for the Chargers.
That's
you
right.
can't do that.
Yep.
I would not take him right now. I would not take Justin.
My ass. You are lying. There is no way you would not do that.
Hold on. So you're telling me when Favre was here, there was people that say, oh, we should have this guy or that guy. I wasn't taking people over Favre because he worked for us.
Works for us.
Taylor works for us.
Yeah, but Donovan, hold on. Donovan got started as a great quarterback, throwing to Todd Pinkston, James Thrash, Chad Lewis.
All great teammates.
Thank you for the great teammates point. The 1 year he got T.O., he was in the high-up MVP discussion.
When Jalen took this team to the Super Bowl as a quote-unquote game manager.
Who was he throwing to?
Who was he throwing to?
A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goddard with a 1,200-yard running back.
Hold on. Now Herbert had Keenan Allen. Mm-hmm. He had Mike Williams. Mm-hmm. He had Austin Eckler. Mm-hmm. He had the two good tight ends.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, Jack.
Okay. Some good players.
Who is he throwing to right now?
He still got – hold on.
Who is he throwing
to? That division is down, so we're not going to do that.
Oh, what's this division?
That division is down.
Yeah, this division is pretty
bad, too.
What's
this division?
But let's go by the sample size over the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. Who has better numbers and better production?
Who?
Over the last 3 years.
Between Jalen and Herbert?
Yeah.
Probably Jalen.
I'm talking about wins and losses. If the game is going on right now, from what we've seen, you putting the ball in Herbert's hand or you getting it to Jalen?
I'd be up by so much with Justin Herbert, I wouldn't have to worry about the game
bad.
On the line.
That's bad, man. That's bad. You're not keeping it real.
I am keeping it real. I think you're living in la-la land.
I'm living in la-la land.
Yes, I do think you're living in la-la land. They're not even in the same stratosphere, frankly.
Did Justin Herbert give up a big lead in the playoffs?
Yep.
Sure.
27-0.
The coach doesn't get any. The coach doesn't get any blame there for not being able to hold a 26-point lead.
Chris, I'm gonna fry you again,
bro.
Wasn't they giving up the most lead during the season?
Yep.
Who? The Chargers?
Bad defense.
The Chargers. Yeah.
Okay, Jalen has Jalen's under 500 in the playoffs as a quarterback.
You're
Does
welcome.
That make you happy? I gave you that stat. You know that.
You did
we
not.
We've been to the Super Bowl. Josh Allen ain't been to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's only a few people that's been to the Super Bowl since Jalen's been in the league. How many quarterbacks have made it to the Super Bowl since Jalen's been in the league?
What you're failing to grasp is that circumstances matter when evaluating a quarterback. Herbert, for the majority of his career, hasn't been in great circumstances. Jalen, majority of his career, has been in phenomenal circumstances.
He had Brandon Staley.
Chris, you're wrong, bro. I'm not wrong, actually. You're not, bro.
I'm with you, E.
At the end of the day, is it about wins and losses?
That's right.
Sure.
Is it about wins and losses or stats?
Whatever helps you sleep at night. Whatever helps you sleep at night is if wins.
See, you know what I mean? E, like Jack was one of those. What was the quarterback for the Chargers? Phillip Rivers. He was a Phillip Rivers guy.
Well, I'm a Phillip Rivers guy.
Yeah,
too.
You know what I mean? These guys just like empty stats.
Empty stats. Yeah.
Empty
wins
stats.
And losses. Wins and losses.
Chris, my little brother was on that Chargers team with Phillip Rivers. He was coming there, throwing up interceptions, beat them out of games, and go home. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a team guy, none of that.
Nope.
This is
wait a minute.
Kids too.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, there's a certain other guy that you're talking about that maybe was sort of similar to that.
Oh,
Jalen.
No,
I mean, what are we talking
man,
about?
No, no, no.
They have a talk with him in the offseason about talking to his teammates. What are we talking about here?
Man, nobody in that locker room would say that. And I know that for a fact.
No, you don't. Thank you for the call, Eric. I'm sorry. Not on that. I stayed out of it until that point.
See, you guys would take Phillip Rivers over Donovan.
Look, I take Donovan.
Who won more?
University.
Who won more? Donovan McNabb. That's right.
But
what?
Phillip Rivers went to the AFC Championship game and torn ACL.
Well, hold on. And Phillip Rivers also had a Hall of Fame tight end and a Hall of Fame running back.
He sure did. And Keenan McCardle? Is he on the team?
Yep. He's on Keenan McCardle, Vincent Jackson.
I would not put Jalen on Donovan's level. Yet.
Huh?
I would not put Jalen on Donovan's level.
Yeah, me either,
yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Pat in Denver, you're on WIP. What's up, Pat?
I was going to talk about other stuff, but you get Justin Herbert. You drive me nuts here.
Uh-oh. What?
Listen, you guys talk about foxhole guys, right?
Yeah.
If you want to go into a fight, who are you going to bring with you, Jalen Hurts or Justin Herbert?
Are we being serious? Who cares?
Yeah,
would you bring Peyton Manning into a fight?
Yeah, well, I'll bring Peyton Manning into a fight. I mean,
oh, stop it.
And we're taking quarterbacks into a fight. Give me Lamar.
Yeah.
I live in the AFC.
Give me Josh Allen.
Minshew. Give me Minshew. That guy will bite you.
Yeah,
he'll rip your ear off.
I'm not bringing anyone with a mustache into my fight club here.
Okay.
So, yeah, that Rollins Band show, by the way, Spike, I think I was at that show in the Trocadero. I don't know what year it was, but
it was a long time ago.
Are you guys going to clean up your Twitter fight over the weekend?
Well, I wasn't fighting.
You and Pat and Denver were fighting on Twitter over the weekend.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we're it's all good. It's all love.
Yeah.
You know, we have a good time.
Yeah, ELE.
I'll talk Sixers in a second. Public speaking. I was just invited to a public speaking event, and I love your 5 at 5 because no one showed up to my public speaking event.
That's a tough scene, Pat. That's a tough scene.
That is
and
bummer.
They made me talk anyway because it was online.
Oh, man.
So I was talking to an empty room. And
well,
That might be better.
And we do that 4 days a week, honestly. We talk in an empty room.
I don't know how you guys do it. I felt really awkward, and I wanted to run away, and I was scared.
Mm.
So, Spike, do we tank for flag at this point?
No.
Do we
capture the flag? Capture the flag.
The problem in the NBA first of all, the problem in the NBA is even if you have the worst record in the league, you have a 14% chance of the top pick. 14.
That's not going to deter us, Mike.
Yes.
Still a higher percentage than anyone else.
And if you wind up with the fourth best record or something, our pick is
top six
protected.
Listen, the NBA is going to take care of us.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they love us.
Capture the flag. I love it. Hashtag capture the flag.
Okay,
Mike
good plan.
Mike Tyson's ass was not on my bingo card for 2024, but now it is. So what the hell is going on? And I'm watching this Rams game next week for one purpose only. I want to see how these young guys do against
those two receivers. Those two receivers.
I will thank you for the call, Pat. I will continue to say that team, that Rams team, is good. They're not an elite team, but
they
better
not win next week.
This is a tough game.
Dude, you've been afraid of the Rams.
I know.
For 6 weeks.
Because they're a professional football team, and they're getting healthy, and they have a real quarterback and real receivers, and their offensive line is healthy now. I know the game last week was crap, but I'm telling you, I still think that's a real football team.
We got to split between these next two games at a minimum.
Yes.
Can't lose both of them, Rams and Ravens. And I'm telling you, we may be getting the Ravens off a two-game losing streak.
I don't want that either.
They got to play the Chargers next week.
Yep.
On the road, too. So that game's in Los Angeles. It's the day after us. We play the Rams on Sunday night. They play the Chargers on Monday night.
Ah.
Same stadium.
Hmm. Yeah, the Rams game is not a gimme. What are they, 3-point favorite? I think we are.
The Eagles are 3-point, yep.
Yeah.
Eagles are 3-point favorites.
Yep.
Hmm.
It's not a gimme. That's all I'll say.
Especially with the way we start off games.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How we doing this fine Monday?
What's up, Justin?
Man, that guy that called earlier, Ray, he hit the nail on the head comparing Jack to Mahomes. But I know you said you're blind, but daggum, when you watch Jack, I'm telling you right now, he talks with a bleep-eating grin on his face. I've never seen anybody like it. He is genuinely just tickled to death to do his job. Like, he's always got that. Anytime I've seen him, a couple of times, you know, he's smiling and talking at the same time.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I like this turning into Jack Appreciation Day.
Well, it's
about time.
Yeah. A couple things that are firing him up, but, you know.
Yeah, mostly Jalen and Justin Herbert.
But back to that daggone fight, Ike. Is it me, or did you think that Tyson, like, after a certain point, kind of started pulling his punches? Because he hit him with that daggone jab, and that knocked him back a couple steps. And I know he's 58-year-old, right?
Yeah.
What about all the videos we was watching leading up to that daggone
fight? I agree.
I'm telling you, there was a point, I kind of copied you in it and seen it to you. Like, it's conspiracy theory, and I'm all about conspiracy theory.
I am.
So
Ike's a big conspiracy guy.
I think the show might be turning into it. After Mike hits him with a couple of, you know, pretty good shots that wasn't on the button or anything, they clinch, and it's kind of like Jake's talking, and Mike just kind of taps him on the back, and it's like, hey, man, start pulling your punch. I'm telling you, that was a fixed job. The fix was in. If Tyson goes in, like them videos we've seen leading up to it, ain't no way he could. We never seen that, not at one point. Now, when were those videos made? Seriously. And I agree.
Now, was there something out there about the rules in the contract about he couldn't knock Jake Paul out?
Really?
I think I read that somewhere, yeah.
What's that, the daggone point then? You got my old ass staying up till midnight.
Well, the point is they got 20. He had Mike Tyson got $20 million.
Yeah,
for getting in there and not really doing much.
And I did win my bet. I did have a 3-leg parlay with Jake Paul 3, Jared McCain 3s, and 2 Paul George 3s, 3-1. Really, so why don't we just let it go? Is what I'm saying, Justin.
Real quick, Spike. What's the odds of Dalton Knecht winning Rookie of the Year? What are the odds of Nails winning? Because I'm telling you, daggone Dalton's look pretty good these last
games. Why don't you
put
down?
No, yeah. I don't know, though. Hey, listen, I was with you, Justin. He's not looking as good as McCain is right now.
I will tell you the odds.
Well, Connect had 31 on Saturday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because Austin Reeves couldn't hit freaking 4.
I didn't see that Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Rookie of the Year, Jared McCain plus 210. Zach Edey plus 750, Carlton Carrington plus 750, Dalton Connect plus 1,000. Get out of here.
Dude, Carlton Carrington, that's not a real player.
No. He's a guy from Fresh Prince.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just wait, Spike. I'm telling you, he's going to come on like a bat out of hell and blow right by me.
Well, yeah, he's almost retirement age.
Yeah, he's 30. What are we doing here?
23.
Yeah, whatever.
It's like exciting white for basketball now. Let us have some fun, y'all.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I've had a heck of a show. I'm going to get out here. I love you, boys. I mean.
All right, Justin. The text line is brought to you by – real quick, before we get text line.
Sure.
Giants announce Daniel Jones sitting for the rest of the year.
Yep, out.
Right, they're about to pay him $23 million.
Yeah, starting Tommy Cutlets. By the way, they announced it was a football decision. Of course it was.
Can
one team just come out and tell the truth? Wouldn't it just be awesome? They came out and they said,
we don't want to owe this guy $23 million. He stinks.
Would you want to pay him $23
million? Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're the Giants, you have to lose these games. Like, in the offseason, don't you have to get – you need a journeyman and a rookie, right? And let the rookie sit for a year. I just don't – the Giants –
Well, for Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, well, he's going to be one, right? He might be one. Yeah.
Depends on who's the number. Yeah, he probably could. I mean – somebody would have to trade, may have to trade up to get him, because some of those teams up there already have a quarterback. Yeah.
Well, and then the interesting thing there is if they don't fire Shane and Daboll, then they're in a situation where they go with a rookie quarterback. They're almost guaranteed to lose again.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah.
You almost have to sit the guy for a year and bring in a Andy Dalton or Sam Darnold. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, Kirk Cousins signed for 1 year in Atlanta, basically, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a 2-year deal, but it's basically a 1-year deal.
Well, and the way they're going, Atlanta's one of those teams, you never can tell which team is going to show up.
Right, yes.
They literally got boat raced by the Broncos yesterday.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, they played a winner.
Yeah, Bo Nix.
MVP Bo Nix. Forget about Saquon Barkley. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
One more golf reference by Louie, and I'm going to jump Spike at Chickies and Pete's.
It was true. I didn't even understand any of his golf.
A lot of golf lingo.
A lot of golf lingo there. Yeah.
Louie wants to be an afternoon show caller. He's going to have to give some references I understand.
Disagree. Two-thirds of the show is all in.
Yeah. Give me some Guns N' Roses references or something.
Yeah.
What's next?
I'm not cooked. I'm just, as they say, ramping up. Big Justice.
Dude, Big Justice is cooked, man.
Yeah, so is AJ. AJ and Big Justice are cooked.
AJ.
Give me Ashley and the Rizzler as the new team.
More Rizzler, the better.
Yeah. How soon till Rizzler's cooked?
I don't know, man. I think he's got stamina.
Yeah? There's only seven, I think. So
sure.
He's got a few years ahead of him.
Dude, Rizzler's going to be a legend in college.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Everybody's showing his video. Hey, do you know who that is across the hall? Okay. He was the Rizzler. You remember the Rizzler?
Everyone's doing the Rizz face at him?
Baby Gronk looking for him.
Oh, man.
Kick the crap out of him.
Baby Gronk's a fraud.
He is a fraud. What's next?
After all these years, it was very surprising to hear Spike criticize Joel, given that he's averaging 29-11. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Jokic. Euro John.
Yep.
That wasn't a real Euro John text. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
But it felt like one.
Yeah. Big sloppy Jokic. What's next?
I'll take that.
Wow.
Listening What's to that? The Sirianni presser, it sounded like he was actually prepared for multiple questions this time. I'm talking to you, Jeff McClain. Frank in Ardmore.
Good job, Jeff.
Yeah. I still won't forget. This is their first press conference with him after Thursday night's game. And the first question was, working with Vic Fangio, what do you know about him now that you didn't know about him already?
Well, you know what that is. They're just setting up some story.
Yep.
Some long-form story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I picked that out. Yeah, that's because somebody's writing a piece on Vic Fangio.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I know. Take your personal agendas out of the press conference.
Yeah, who is it? Was it Berman? Hey, this is on the radio.
Yeah. We got to endure this nonsense.
Yes. Doofus, get some time with him on the side. What's next?
Okay, so this Embiid guy, he's past his prime, has knee problems, and is woefully out of shape. Does he box? Jake Paul.
Dude, the tweet I saw that killed me was like, Jake Paul is going to fight Biden next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does fight a lot of older guys, though, but he's a celebrity boxer.
Yeah, that's what, what's his name, said Dana White. Was like, hey, look, he's talented. He only fights old guys.
Yeah.
Why does he only fight old guys? Because he made, if Mike Tyson made $20 million, what do you think Jake Paul made?
Right. Somehow they turned that into a moneymaker Saturday night.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. I don't even know what Jake Paul is famous for.
And
I was
a YouTuber.
Like, I got to see Jake Paul. People say that. What does that even mean? Have you ever seen any of his YouTube videos?
Yeah, believe me, you don't want to see him. I've seen some of them. Yeah.
Okay. What's next?
That was tough to watch on Friday. He clearly doesn't have it anymore. And to see him out there with dudes in their 20s was unfair and kind of sad.
There we go.
Mike Tyson watching Sixers Magic.
Did I tell you when I met Mike Tyson?
No.
Ever tell this story? So, do you remember when he did the...
Were you with your dad?
Yes.
Of course.
So, well, how am I meeting Mike Tyson without him?
I don't know.
Yeah. So...
It depends on when you met him.
You remember when he did that stand-up comedy spoken word tour thing when Mike Tyson did that? So, he played the Kimmel Center. I went with my dad, and we got to meet him beforehand. So, who walks in when we're talking to him but Michael Spinks?
Okay.
Michael Spinks wants him to autograph a bunch of stuff. Mike Tyson tells security to get Michael Spinks out of there.
Wow.
They kick Michael Spinks out. He was so mean to Michael Spinks. He said he was broke, and he said he didn't want to have to deal with him, and he kicked him out of there.
Wow.
It just felt wild that I was sitting there with Mike Tyson, and Michael Spinks wasn't allowed to be in there.
Mm. Yeah. Wasn't Michael Spinks a boxer?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
He beat him. He beat him in 91 seconds.
Yep.
Isn't that what it was?
First round.
Yeah.
Yep.
Michael Spinks looked so scared. That was the peak. That was peak Tyson.
Oh, yeah. That was scary Tyson.
Yeah. Him beat. That was it. That was it.
That was scary Tyson.
All right. Coming up next is the Brandon Graham Show with myself, Howard Eskin, and Brandon Graham. And then we have the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Landon Dickerson. Listen on the radio, watch on YouTube, or stop right here at Chickies and Pete's. This show, we will talk to you tomorrow. Now, what I'm going to talk to you about is your water here? That's right. Well, I don't want to talk to you about yours. I'll talk to you about mine. I'll talk to you about my house. What happens is, as a homeowner, I live in fear, constantly live in fear of as a homeowner that I'm going to have to replace something, and I don't know what to do or how much it's going to cost or if it's going to last. I feel totally like unaware of what I should do. So that's why I'm going to help you with your water heater. If you get into the shower one day, you turn on the faucet, and there's no hot water, and you know it's time, it's been a while since you replaced your water heater, remember these two words, Bradford White. Bradford White. It solves all those problems I was talking about because Bradford White is built to be the best. And when you're replacing your water heater at your house or at your place of business for your family, for your employees, you want the best. You want it to last long. And the Bradford White water heater is going to last longer than any other one on the market by far. Bradford White, built to be the best. It is made 100% here in the United States. And here's the final thing. They are the best, so they want it installed by the best. So this is not a do-it-yourself thing. They want it installed by a plumbing pro because a piece of equipment like Bradford White deserves to be installed like that. So when it's time, you don't need one now, that's cool. But when it's time, remember the two words, Bradford White. Go to bradfordwhite.com, find a plumbing professional near you, and learn more.